The region is just starting to experience now a heightened amount of rainfall, but it will peak maybe towards the end of the month or later within November. Of course, the symptoms of the rains are everywhere, so we will be monitoring and seeing with the relevant authorities and updating on really how the impacts are coming up.
Scientists are saying that this year El Niño is one of the biggest that we have experienced. What can we expect in East Africa?
Definitely Africa, particularly East Africa, you know, the poor and the most vulnerable are greatly at risk. They will definitely be greatly affected. I think, you know, our infrastructures are normally very vulnerable. If you come to the cities, the majority of the population is dwelling in slum areas or informal settlements. And of course, this, mostly they settle on the vulnerable grounds, which are normally affected by these rains when they come. So the worst is still to be seen. We are expecting definitely to have some fatalities as the El Niño picks up in the next few coming weeks.
So now that we know what is going ahead of us, mm-hmm. what is the level of preparedness in the region, and how can people get and governments get better prepared?
I think this time, because the El Niño signal was detected early enough, we have seen a heightened level of preparedness and commitment from government, and therefore it could be this year maybe the El Niño may not, because of that visibility and that early action, we may have a not very severe severity like we had in 1998.
So what is the UNISDR doing to help government and people facing those climate change consequences, those meteorological risks, and what do you advise people to do in front of these risks?
What we have done for this region is we have been bringing these DR focal points together during sessions when we have the Climate Outlook Forum. And the idea is to have them understand the early signals so that they can help their government to prepare in specifically in mitigation and preparedness plans, and of course to guide them in this process of putting contingency plans before the seasons come.
What are the mitigation processes examples that you have been witnessing in the region?
For example, Kenya has mobilized resources and they are just waiting in case disaster overwhelms them. They just did everything like putting foodstuffs together, all the actors being put together, and of course revising what they need to do. And of course people like first-hand responders, they are aware, they know where the prepositioning of equipment is, or the foodstuffs and evacuation gears and so on, all those kind of things. Those are the mitigation measures that we have seen.